This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israel-Hamas war has upended the lives of foreign health workers at medical facilities in Gaza, among them Indonesians at the Indonesian hospital in northern Gaza. VOA's Yuni Salim has more.
The Israeli military has provided evidence showing Hamas using hospitals to conceal their activities, including through a network of underground tunnels. One political analyst told VOA that staffers at Gaza hospitals might not be actively colluding with Hamas or aware of Hamas activities near the facilities. The Indonesian hospital in Gaza has been in operation since 2016. But according to hospital workers, the fighting has left it so damaged, it may never open again. Yuni Salim, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in Israel on Friday, the war in Gaza will transition to a new phase focused on precise targeting of the Hamas leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
There's no contradiction between saying the fight is going to take months and also saying that different phases will take place at different times over those months, including the transition from the high-intensity operations to more targeted operations.
Israel has come under increasing global pressure to reduce civilian casualties in an offensive that has killed almost 19,000 Palestinian civilians since the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas assault that killed around 1,200 people in southern Israel on October 7th. The White House advisor gave no details on the timing of a shift in the war's intensity. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A ballistic missile fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels has slammed into a cargo ship in the Red Sea that followed another attack only hours earlier that struck a separate vessel. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The missile attack on the MSC Palatium 3 and the earlier assault on the Al Jazeera escalate a maritime campaign by the Iranian-backed Houthis. John Storpert with the International Chamber of Shipping says cargo vessels will, however, still take the vital route that's been under attack.
There is an unease in the shipping industry because of these attacks and because of the increase in the scope of targets in recent days.
Storpert's hoping for a more robust naval presence in the Red Sea's strategic Bab el-Mandeb Strait.
What would help enormously would be reassurances from militaries in the region.
The attacks also endanger ships travelling through a vital corridor for cargo and energy shipments for both Europe and Asia from the Suez Canal out to the Indian Ocean. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Moldova and Georgia celebrated after European Union leaders buoyed their aspirations to join the 27-member nation bloc by removing key hurdles on their long path toward membership. Lawmakers in both the Moldovan and Georgian parliaments waved EU flags and played the bloc's anthem at the opening of their parliamentary sessions Friday. The celebrations came after EU leaders decided to open accession negotiations with Ukraine and Moldova and grant candidacy status to Georgia in a surprise announcement on Thursday. Nearly 300,000 Chinese students attend U.S. universities, the most from any country, but that number is down mostly because of safety concerns. VOA's Elizabeth Lee has more.
Hualu Yan came to America as an international student from China and who now helps other international students apply to U.S. schools.
Parents are very worried about negative elements of America. The first is the campus shooting.
Another challenge for some students, getting to study in the U.S. due to concerns about intellectual property and technology theft by China. The U.S. continues to follow a Trump-era policy of prohibiting students from certain Chinese universities tied to the military from studying in the U.S. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, College Park, Maryland.
The mother of a six-year-old who shot his teacher in Virginia has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for felony child neglect. Friday's punishment for Deja Taylor comes nearly a year after her son used her handgun to critically wound teacher Abby Zwerner. The classroom shooting shocked the nation and roiled the military shipbuilding city of Newport News. Zwerner was shot in the hand and chest. She has since undergone multiple surgeries and frequent psychological counseling. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.